Coming up on this next edition of PT Talker, Mike Reinold. He is the head athletic trainer and physical therapist of the Boston Red Sox. Who better to speak to you about shoulders and how you take care of them? Right after this.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Jeff Worrell back with another episode of PT Talker. Thanks for joining us today. Well, this week we're bringing you an expert from the world of athletics, Mr. Mike Reinold, who is a doctorate physical therapist, who is also an athletic trainer, and just happens to be the head athletic trainer for the Boston Red Sox. He's on the line joining us today. Welcome to our show, Mike.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me and giving me this opportunity to participate in your podcast. I've been checking them out lately, and they've been great. So thanks a lot for having me.
Well, good. Thank you very much. We appreciate your time. Well, you are, I would say, undoubtedly known in our industry as an expert in shoulders. And I'm wondering if you could just kind of give us a little bit of your background on how you've become how you've become such an expert in shoulders. Give us a little bit of your history. Help our listeners get a little bit of an idea as to where you might be coming from.
Sure. When I was in college, I think I started off with a specific interest for sports medicine, but really the shoulder itself and in particular the sport of baseball was something I've always had a passion for and something I've always wanted to study. So I put a lot of effort into that. And during my collegiate years, I tried to further myself, obviously, and I sought out the best to learn from. And at the time, I researched who were the experts in baseball sports medicine, and I found Dr. James Andrews and the American Sports Medicine Institute in Birmingham, Alabama. And I kind of sought them out while I was a student. I went down there, I did a research project in their biomechanical lab and got introduced to research and biomechanics and some of the scientific background of why we do things. And I've always kind of had an interest in that. So they actually roped me into staying down there longer. When I graduated from college, I did a year-long sports physical therapy fellowship with Dr. Andrews and Kevin Willock in Birmingham. And at the time, I thought, you know, I'll just be down there for a year and just get this experience under my belt and move on. You know, who wants to live in Alabama? No offense, but
Alabama listeners, Mike, so you better be careful.
Well, I was actually just going to say that, you know, my attitude changed greatly, and I enjoyed my time down there and loved the city and loved being down there, and ended up being down there for way longer than just a year. And, you know, over time kind of, moved up to, the clinical director at the rehab site there with Dr. Andrews over time, and basically put myself in a position to be sought out by the Red Sox, which was very, you know, good for me. It was advantageous for me, being a native of Boston and going to school in Boston. Obviously, I was a Red Sox fan, so it was a pretty neat experience to have an opportunity to come back to Boston and work for the Red Sox. So over my time in Birmingham, I just dealt with the majority of sports medicine and baseball athletes, so I kind of gained invaluable experience rehabbing those guys. So
yeah.
Now I think I'm in a good position where I've seen, you know, hundreds or thousands or whatever it may be of injured baseball players, and now I've seen the same amount of healthy ones too.
Yeah.
So putting it together to see the whole package of what keeps guys healthy, what enhances performance, and what gets them back on the field has been pretty rewarding for me.
Right. Yeah, it sounds like a dream come true for you, for sure. Now, for our listeners that might be out there who see patients come through the door with some kind of a frozen shoulder or some kind of problem, do you have some things that you think you can relate from your world of high caliber athletes? Is there anything that might apply to someone that's 60-year-old weekend warrior who's got a problem in the clinic, and how a therapist might approach that? Are there some tips you might have on that?
Yeah, absolutely. One thing that comes to my mind first is, when dealing with the elite athletes, the outliers, basically, the people that are way ahead in the curve and in talent, and et cetera. In dealing with them, there's one thing that becomes very clear with why they're elite athletes, and this can be kind of extrapolated to the everyday person as well, but they are masters at compensating to still achieve a goal. So meaning they could have some tightness, some weakness, some muscle imbalances, some pain even, whatever it may be, they can find a way to compensate with their bodies to still achieve perfection and do well in their sport activity. And that was really obvious to me with professional athletes when I first started working with them, that they're at that level. But then I could try to relate that to the everyday person, and maybe somebody like you mentioned with frozen shoulder or maybe a rotator cuff tear or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
I've seen people with full thickness rotator cuff tears that can still raise their arm without pain, just because they've developed ways to compensate. Now,
yeah.
The human body is amazing in what it can do, and that's one thing that I've picked up on in the athletes that relates to everybody, is we're going to develop a compensation to still achieve our goals. So whether that's activities of daily living, just brushing their teeth, or if that's throwing a baseball, the human body will do it. So what we have to do as rehab specialists is we have to realize the consequences of that and what that's going to do for other parts of the body and make sure that we're addressing everything. So,
yeah, and deal with it as a whole, I guess, is your message.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the days of just somebody having shoulder pain and we just treat the shoulder, I think those days are over. I think everybody sees the importance of, you know, obviously the scapula, the thoracic spine, and so forth down the kinetic chain. I think everybody sees that now. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's different.
Right. Now, have there been any – now, how long have you been doing this? I guess you're in your sixth year at Boston for the Red Sox. And so you had a couple of years before that dealing with shoulders. Have you seen anything that, you know, maybe when you first started that you've now changed your attitude about or your perception as to how the shoulder works or how we deal with injuries of the shoulder that maybe are 180 degrees the other side of where you were 6 years ago?
Yeah, sure. And for me, I mean, I think if you're not changing your programs, you're not doing justice for your patient, but I don't think you're doing justice for yourself professionally either. So, I change my programs, you know, yearly or even more frequently if needed. But, you know, even just within a season with the baseball season, our players don't do the same thing year after year because that means we're not advancing. You know, we learn lots of new things each year from experience as well as research that maybe has been published by us or other people, and we apply that immediately. So, you know, that's one thing in terms of, you know, as a physical therapist or rehab specialist, whatever you may be, that's one thing I preach a lot on my website is that we have to adapt, we have to learn, we have to grow, and that's something I try to share with everybody. I think that's sometimes the intent of my website is, hey, this is some new stuff that I've learned, and this is why I've come to this conclusion, and hey, even, you know what, these are some of the mistakes I've made in the past.
Right.
So
right.
I think that's just important. But, you know, for a specific example, I think there actually are specific examples. You know, one thing I tend to really key in on is you know, we spend the early half of our education, you know, learning about muscles and actions and whatever it may be. You know, we learn that the rotator cuff externally rotates the arm and internally rotates the arm. Maybe you could say it elevates in the scapular plane. We learn that as the function of the rotator cuff. But if we look at it so simplistic like that, I think we're really missing the real purpose of the rotator cuff, which is simply to maintain stability of the joint or center the humeral head within the glenoid fossa. I think that's the true function of the rotator cuff. So you have somebody with shoulder pain or maybe some dysfunction of the cuff, a lot of times people will just focus in on strengthening and not realize that it's really neuromuscular control and it's really the ability for the cuff to stabilize. It's just that it functions. So you need strength, but you need the whole package. So
right.
I know that's one thing I've learned from college, obviously, and adapted over my career was that the importance of that.
Yeah. So I'm sitting here thinking, okay, well, our listeners are probably thinking, gosh, how would I learn more about, you know, to implement, you know, both sides of the equation like you were just speaking. And I guess you've now got a new website. You've mentioned a couple times here that you are now offering some seminars or tell us a little bit about how I might go about becoming half as good as you are at evaluating a shoulder. How about that?
Sure. For me, I started I guess it was about 3 years ago now, I started just my own website, MikeReinold.com, which was basically a tool for me to continue educating while I was dealing with, you know, a grueling and time-consuming job here within yeah. professional baseball. So I still wanted to educate. I still wanted to share information with people. And I mean, I'm humbled to say that the website has been amazingly successful. And I don't even know how you determine success, I guess, on a website. I do it for the pure enjoyment of sharing and educating and discussing with people. And I actually learn as much as all the readers do from the discussion. So on that website, I mean, we've grown from, I used to remember being thrilled if 100 people a week would go to the website. And, you know, and I think, you know, over the last few weeks, we've been, you know, I've been easily 1,500 to 2,000 people a day on the website. It's been amazing for me. So just to have that many people in a community with like-minded interest is amazing, because we can discuss a lot of things, and it's almost like I'm just leading topics for discussion. So it's been neat. So from that, I still wanted to educate. I still wanted to teach. So I started to develop online continuing education programs through webinars and other formats. And what I realized is the home study courses that are pretty common out there is, you know, you just read a chapter and then take a post-test and you get an hour of CEU credits. I just found them very lacking. There's no interactivity, there's no presentations, etc. So what I did was I took my normal weekend seminar, which I would give over a two-day period or whatever it may be, live in a traditional seminar setting, and I built a website that was basically something where you could give out the information in small pieces week by week. So it's the website I have there is called shoulderseminar.com, and what it is, it's just basically my online continuing education version of my seminar that I call, you know, the recent advances in evidence-based evaluation and treatment of the shoulder. And it's basically a normal seminar, but each week, you know, every 7 days after you sign up, you get access to new content. So you go over evaluation, and then the next week you go over treatment, and the next week you go over rotator cuff lesions, and so forth. But what you do is you watch a presentation by me, a short little video kind of introducing the week, and then, you know, give or take an hour-long PowerPoint presentation of some topics and put it together. And then I kind of walk you through the literature and give you a few journal articles that I found relevant to the topic to kind of read. So I'm almost walking you through the literature of recent evidence so that way you can take the information and apply it week to week. You know, the feedback everybody's given me has been great that, you know, we can spend a week talking about rotator cuffs and discussing it together, and then I can immediately apply all that stuff, and I can do it at my own time, I can do it at home, I can do it at my lunch break at work, and I can apply it to my patients immediately.
That day, Yeah,
so, you know, the feedback is that, you know, people tend to doze off in the back of a seminar room after lunch for a three-day seminar, and this gives them the ability to kind of learn when it's convenient for them.
Right. Okay, and before we run out of time, CEU credits are also available, which is it's like icing on the cake.
Absolutely. It's actually been approved by the NATA, the NSCA, and the Massachusetts State Chapter of the APTA, so it's pretty neat. Pretty good experience.
All right, shoulderseminar.com. Mike Reinold will be your tutor, your teacher, and mentor as you learn how to take care of the shoulder. Mike, I want to thank you for joining us today on PT Talker.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yeah, I hope we can have you back on again sometime soon, because I had probably 10 more questions that we just frankly ran out of time. So, but do you promise, can we call you again one of these days?
Absolutely. We should let's just do one that's pure clinical. Maybe some of your listeners or viewers can maybe they can pose some questions that they want you to ask or something.
Perfect.
Like that. We can figure out a format and maybe rattle those off. That'd be fun.
Perfect. Let's plan on. And I figured out that you and I have something in common. You said you enjoy sharing your information just for the pure enjoyment of it. That's also what we do right here at PT Talker, is put up an expert each and every week. We hope everyone will tell your friends, your peers. It doesn't cost anything. You can go online at pttalker.com, subscribe, and each week we'll send you a new expert, just like we did today with Mike Reinold. This is Jeff Worrell saying thanks for listening, and I hope everyone out there feels good and is ready to go about helping someone get well today.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.